Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, the lowdown and dirty deacon. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in my early 30s, and I'm eager to meet a nice man and settle down one day. But in the meantime and in between time, I was keeping myself entertained in online chat rooms and online dating. I met a man that I paired perfectly with, and his profile said he was 6'2" and athletic. His picture was nice, but not really my type. We started chatting offline and would stay on the phone for hours. That turned into sexting, and I sent him a bunch of nude photos, and he sent me nude pictures too. Then he asked for an explicit video of me, and I made him one. It was fun, and he loved it. That was a month ago, and since then, I've been asking for him to send me a video. He refuses to. I've tried to call him on FaceTime, but he won't answer. I started thinking that I was being catfished. Recently, we were on the phone, and I hit the FaceTime button, and it rang on his end. He asked, "What's that?" I told him to click the button and see. Then he clicked the FaceTime button and was looking confused. He realized that I saw him, and he hung up. I was totally grossed out when I saw his face. He is a deacon at my church and my dad's golf buddy. I sent him pictures. Yeah, I sent him pictures, and he's got a video of me. So he knew who I was all along. This man has to be at least, at least 70 years old.
What?
70 years old, Junior. And after I looked closely at his profile, he used a very old picture of himself. If I expose him and tell my dad will know what I do in my spare time. The last time I saw the old pervert was at Easter Sunday, and shortly after that, he found me online and fooled me into sexting with him. How can this be fixed? Should I take this secret to my grave? Yeah, you're probably going to have to. I don't know how this is going to be fixed. I mean, you say you were keeping yourself entertained online with chat rooms and online dating. Well, this is what you got. I mean, this is what you get out there. It is. Catfishing is very real. They have a whole TV show about it. I'm sure you know about that. But this is on you, though. I mean, how quick were you to take off all your clothes? You said he fooled you into sexting. What did he say to make you just do that? I mean, be so quick to do this. You don't know this man. This is a complete stranger. And you sent him a video. Now you're mad at him because he catfished you. And you know, you figured out who he is. Finally, he knew who you were all along, like he said. So he was catfishing you. But you put yourself in this position. I mean, no one said that you can't chat or date online or anything like that. But you took it way too far with all the sexting. I mean, it's just too much. You're not going to get these pictures back. you know the Deacon. You know he's going to tell your dad if you, quote unquote, expose him. That's what, you know, I'm really concerned about. And that's what you should be concerned about, too, what your dad is going to think if he finds out. I just hope this was a learning experience for you. Don't do this anymore. This old guy at church, now he's running because he doesn't want you to tell his dad. He knows he's in to tell your dad. He knows he's in too deep as well. I say, you know, hopefully he won't do anything with these pictures and you just have to chalk this one up and stay out of his way at church. But if it gets rough, tell your dad and see what happens. Steve? Ooh.
Wow. First of all, he is not going to tell your dad. Mm-mm. That he cannot do. Because the father is only going to have one thing. What the hell was you doing online and you knew this is my daughter? As soon as you saw her profile picture online, why did you engage her with conversation? I'm whipping your ass, Earl. Mm-hmm.
Deacon Earl.
No, it's just Earl at this point. You don't
no
get
respect.
Yeah, no. I'm whipping your ass,
Earl.
Oh,
he lost his title?
Yeah, you lose titles when you mess with the man, dude. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's any danger of him telling your father. But I agree with Shirley 100%. This is a lesson learned. You know, you say you're in your early 30s, you really want to meet a nice man and settle down. You said, but in the meantime, in between time, I was keeping myself entertained. I done told y'all. Now, I understand you doing something in the meantime. I got it. But that in the meantime, man, always come back to bite you. It ain't ever good. You'll never find Mr. Right messing with Mr. Wrong. I've said it 1,000 times. Now, is it hard to do it that way, ladies? I agree. Uncle Steve, get it. It is hard. But this is what you get. Now, his profile picture said he was 6'2 and athletic. That was a time when he was.
Yes, 70 years ago.
He sent a picture to you when he was athletic. He's still 6'2. But the athletic part is gone. Mm. I'm 6'2. Yeah. But I'm also 63. Mm-hmm. A lot of the athletics I used to have is gone. Damn it.
All right, hold on to that thought, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, the lowdown and dirty Deacon. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter, the subject, the lowdown and dirty Deacon.
This lady in the early 30s been online messing around because she was wants to meet a nice man, but she was entertaining herself. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, she really got catfished. Now, this dude put a profile, said he was 6'2 and athletic, and all like that. So she went for it. Then she said his picture was nice, but not really my type. Now, we come to find out that the dude is 70 years old. He's a deacon at the church. And he's her father's golf buddy. So now we've already discovered, Shirley and I, that he will not be telling her dad because he can't because he going to kick Earl's ass. That's all to it. Now, listen to this.
Earl, it used to be Deacon Earl, but it's just Earl.
Yeah,
Earl.
No. He going to kick Earl's ass. Now, here's where you messed up. His picture was nice, but not really my type. I know it wasn't because he put an old picture of himself up. So the leisure suit kind of threw you off a little bit. You thought he was really handsome, but why he got that damn leisure suit and that collar, his shirt collar outside his suit jacket, why is his shirt collar that damn long? And where he get them silk socks with them thick lines in it? Why is he still wearing thick and thin? Why has he got on square toe shoes?
Thick and thin.
So that's what threw you. Then y'all started chatting offline for hours. That turned into sexting. You sent him a bunch of nude photos, and he sent you some nude pictures, too. Well, I don't know who them nude pictures was, but it wasn't his 70-year-old ass. I can tell you that. So he either sent you some old pictures of his, or you just found some pictures online. Then he asked me for an explicit video of me, and I made him one. It was fun, and he loved it. That was about a month ago. Then I've been asking him to send me a video, so he old. So what you did was, now you started. He refuses to get on video with you on FaceTime, but he won't answer. I started thinking I'm being catfished. You did get catfished. Y'all was on the phone. I hit the FaceTime button. It rang on his ass. He asked, what's that? See, 70-year-old people, let me tell you how this conversation went. You know that little tone in my that little gobbling sound that's from FaceTime.
Right.
Then he said like this, what you think that is?
That's how he talks, Steve.
Yeah, because he old. See, yeah. When you hear old, Earl. It come out, Earl. What you think that is? The What that is right there? You should have knew he was old when y'all was sexting. Cause I'm tell you, when you have phone sex with a real old ass person, you hear stuff you don't know. Girl, you messing with my gout. Girl, you messing around. Well, you got your blood pressure going up a little bit on me.
Wow.
Anyway, you told him to push the button and see. He clicked the FaceTime button. And was looking confused. So this is how he looked. Y'all look at y'all Zoom camera. That's how he was looking at this.
His whole head is in the camera.
He just
eyes don't know where to look.
You stupid.
You really are.
Pretty ignorant.
What that is?
What that is, Earl? Yeah.
What that is right there?
Mouth wide open.
What that thing right there? You know, because you know when you're real old, you just talk with your bottom lip. What that is right there?
Oh, you do that so well, Steve.
And that thing right there? What do you think that is? Press a button?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Back up.
You all face.
So that's what happened.
Yeah.
And you, she saw his face. He's a deacon at the church, and he's your dad golf buddy. Mm. I sent him pictures, and he got a video of me. So he knew who I was all along. This man has to be at least 70 years old, and after I looked closely at his profile, he used a very old picture of himself. If I exposed him and I tell my dad will know what I do in my spare time. Well, he'll know that, but why would you tell your dad? What is that going to accomplish? Daddy, he did this to me. What he did what to you? He made me. Then hear what you just said. My dad would know I do in my spare time. Last time I saw the old pervert was at Easter Sunday, and shortly after that, he found me online and fooled me into sexing with him. You're too old to say
come
fooled
on.
You.
Yeah. You're right. Come on.
Shirley had it right. You're too come old on. For this. Mm-hmm. How can this be fixed? It can't. Should I take this secret to my grave? You have to.
Yeah.
Should tell call him up and said, listen, you could text him. I know who you are. I saw your face. Now, let me tell you this. If you ever show these pictures or video of me to anyone or any kind, you're not going to believe what I'm going to do. Don't ever call me again. And click, hang up. That's it. That's all you got to do. You got to let him know there are some consequences. 70-year-old men don't like their life getting ruined because they don't have much left. So you can't go in there and tell his wife he can't get this ban from the church. He can't lose his only golf buddy. Too much to lose. So just make that statement that you know who he is, and if he uses the picture, you're not going to believe what I'm going to do to you.
All right, Steve, thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.